What is that mindset, Brian, when you're going against a big guy like that? Like you said, can you shake tackles, shake off guys, can make things happen even in distress?
Well, even when we, you know, do bring pressure, you just got to kind of know, you know, who and what kind of guy you're tackling. So, you know, you got to wrap up. You know, you got to sometimes group tackle. You know, he's a big, strong, physical guy. You know, like I said, that's good what he does. So, you know, just got to continue to get after him.
What do you sense about the mood of this team after two difficult close losses?
Well, you know, it's frustrating. You know, there's no question it's frustrating. But at the same time, it's a positive locker room. It's a locker room with a bunch of guys that want to play football, want to get back out there. And I know we have a very big stage to do it. So, you know, it's something to look forward to.
What do you think about that stage, Brian, Monday night?
Well, I mean, it's just, you know, an opportunity to show what you're all about. You know, it's a football team, and, you know, like you said, it's the only game of the night, and everyone will be watching, and it is a stage, so we need to perform well.
What also tells you, look at your schedule, certain people say, oh, well, they're going to win that game and that game.
Yeah,
and they can't. But guess what yesterday proved is that...
Can't ever do that. Can't ever do that. You know, that's why it's the NFL. Every team's got good players, good coaches, so got to play your best every week.
How earlier in your career did you realize that? That you see a team play a bad game next week? It obviously is not the... You
know, first year. We lost to the Jets my first game, and next week we're supposed to get killed by the Titans, and we went up there and beat them, you know. So, I mean, that's just kind of how, when I realized it, and it was pretty early and often.
You probably see that less at the high school and the college level, but in the NFL, everybody does almost start with a blank slate every single
time. Well, you know, talent's pretty even. You know, guys get paid on every single team, and there's good football players on every team. You know, college sometimes, you know, the whole talent is so mismatched and lopsided, so I can just kind of lead the victories right there alone.
Because your injuries were kind of different, but two more guys go down with these non-contact things, and Pete Milner and Victor Cruz last night. It seems like the last couple of years, it just seems like a guy takes a step and he can either take it, tear his Achilles or his ACL or tell it. Do you have any opinion on why the last couple of years? It's just crazy.
No, I don't. I mean, that's for someone a lot smarter than me to figure out, you know. But you know, at the same time, I think it's been going on for a good amount of time. I think maybe just a little bit more now and more often. And, you know, anytime it happens to high-profile guys, obviously it gets a little more spotlighted. But it's very unfortunate, you know. I mean, I can understand a guy getting hit, but it's raised a lot of questions with no one's even around the guy and it happens. So.
What questions does it raise
for you? Well, why? You know, just why it happens in the first place. I mean, that's the only thing, really, is, you know, what mechanically in a person's body makes something like that happen. It's really strange. And, you know, it's, I mean, a lot of things for the guy that happens to over the next couple of months, you know, what he could have done, what could have prevented it. But there really, right now, are no answers.